Now it's time for the
1, 2, 2
up on the upswing.
Another long live restaurant in Mequon. I know, Martin, you're a big fan of Libby Montana.
It broke my heart. It broke my heart.
After 24 years in business on Donjus Bay Road, it's just off of Highway 57. Donjus Bay Road has closed after 24 years. But Mequon fans, actually, the whole North Shore area, Libby Montana is going to go Ice, Ice Baby, an ice rink, which was truly needed in the North Shore. This is a story from JS Online and get some additional information from the Mequon Planning Commission. A new indoor ice skating facility and remodeled restaurant operated by the Stillery. The Stillery has locations in Richfield and Grafton, is coming to the former Libby Montana space in Mequon. The new plans come from Commerce Street Holdings. They are tied to Tan Lowe, who is tied to Barrett Lowe Visionary Development, who is the developer at the Modern and the Couture downtown Milwaukee. So expect high-end, high-impact development here in Mequon. A new restaurant, an ice skating rink, kind of a smaller regulation size ice skating rink, they said to the council. But little side note here, as we'll be talking movies down the road. Obviously, Libby Montana was owned by Animal House actor Mark Metcalf and his ex-wife, Libby Wick. They split in 2000, but the restaurant obviously continued. Next up, custard. I'm going all food with two up here. Have you seen Custard MKE? This new online database that compiles all the custard places in the area.
No.
And really? Gives you the flavor of the day.
I can't wait till I have that kind of time someday to like create a website that
totally crowdsource.
Catalogs all the custard. And is it just Wisconsin or like?
It's just greater Milwaukee and Wisconsin.
That's
yes.
Brilliant.
But just yesterday, they added all of the southeastern Wisconsin Culver's locations. So Custard MKE, an online database and map where custard lovers can find the flavor of the day. There's 50 places on the app now and on the website. Really cool. Just developed by a guy in Pewaukee, a developer on the side. He posted on Reddit, said, "We need something." Everyone chimed in with their locations, and boom,
done.
Custard MKE was developed.
So
that
do we need a custard passport, sort of like the Urban Bourbon Trail?
Oh,
a custard passport where you...
Does Visit Milwaukee have a custard passport?
I bet you they're going to.
I don't think they have one yet.
15 minutes.
Yeah, they will.
All right. There's our idea. All right. Custard MKE, by the way, I looked up custard prices. One scoop at Culver's, $2.89. A single scoop at Cops, $3.50. But you can go
two. They load it up, though.
They load it up. But two scoops, $4.75.
For two scoops?
You're just going to go for the two.
Go two.
For two scoops? Oh, my gosh.
That is value for sure.